This week's Sedra is the double parsha of Acharei Mot Kedoshim, and the two Sidrot together have many, many mitzvot, and there's a lot of choice for us today. But what I want to speak about briefly is the mitzvah of Lo Tignovu, the prohibition against stealing. And on the face of it, there's not much to be discussed. We all know that stealing is prohibited, and hopefully it's something that we find both halachically objectionable and also morally objectionable. But it's still worth flagging up a few things to do with the issue of Lo Tignovu, things that perhaps we don't always think about. So the Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchot Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Bet, he says that it's prohibited to steal things from somebody, even if you're just joking with them, or if you intend returning it to them. So you're stealing something that belongs to them, you're taking it without their permission with the intention of returning it, that's still regarded as stealing, or if it's with the intention of repaying. So you see a person's lunchbox in the fridge, or their can of Coke, so you'll take the can of Coke and you'll pay them back for it later. That's regarded as geneva. And it's all prohibited, the Rambam says, shelo yargil atzmo bekach, so that you don't get into the habit of doing such things. So from this Lashon in the Rambam, it would seem that this is actually only a prohibition mid Rabbanan rather than Issa D'oraita. But that's not the case, because the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Ezeu Neshech, Dach Samach Aleph Amud Bet, learns this out as a proper drasha from the Psukim. And these things are actually prohibited mid-Oraita. So what does the Rambam mean when he says that the reason is Shelo Yagil Atzmo Bekach? So Rav Nachum Rabinovich, Zichrono Livracha, in his commentary on the Rambam, the Yad Peshuta, he explains that the point is that this type of geneva isn't necessarily harming the person who's being stolen from at all. They're getting repaid, or they're getting the item returned to them. You know, it's just a joke. It's not really doing them any harm. Nevertheless, it's still prohibited. Why did the Torah prohibit it, even if it's not causing the subject any harm? So that the person doing the stealing shouldn't get into the habit of doing this. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Bet discusses the halachot of geneva, and to flag up a few points from there, which also appear in Shulchan Aruch and other sources as well. So in Seif Bet makes the observation that if what you're taking is a very, very small amount, something that people aren't generally bothered about, then it's permissible. So what case would this be? The example that he gives is, for example, you know, there's a haystack and you just take a blade of hay to use as a toothpick for your teeth. That would be permissible. Or I suppose an example nowadays would be a person's got a pen on their desk, and you want to borrow their pen just to write something. You don't take it away, you just write something at their desk. So then you're using their ink, but it's not something that people are bothered about. They don't mind, you know, that you wrote a check with their ink. It's not going to cost them anything or anything like that, so it's permissible. Nevertheless, he says, midat chasidut limnoa gam mizeh, but it's midat chasidut, it's pious behavior not even to do that sort of thing. In Seif Chet, he makes the observation that you're not allowed to buy items from a ganef or a gazlan, whether that thief is Jewish or Gentile, because by doing so, then you are strengthening or supporting transgressors. And likewise, something which has got a chazakah, you know, it looks pretty likely that it fell off the back of a lorry, so also you're not allowed to buy it. That's if there's an assumption this is stolen goods, then you're not allowed to purchase it. Yud Bet speaks about somebody who's an item of clothing of theirs got muddled up in the cloakroom somewhere, and you end up with somebody else's coat or whatever it might be. So this can very easily happen in shul. It's happened to me on more than one occasion. You find that somebody's taken your coat and there's only one coat left. So you reason to yourself, well, this coat must be Plony Almoni's, and Plony Almoni has got my coat. So you think, okay, I can go home wearing their coat. But in actual fact, that's not the case, and to take their coat without permission, that would be an act of geneva. A final point that I want to flag up is also that appears in, if you're Dalit, that it's prohibited to get benefit from anything belonging to somebody else without their permission, without their prior knowledge and awareness. The examples given are, you know, going into somebody's orchard, and you know it's a good friend of yours, you know they won't mind if you take a piece of fruit from one of the trees, but they haven't told you specifically that you can do so. So to do so without permission would be geneva. Obviously, if they've told you that anytime you want to come in, pick some fruit, you're welcome to do so, then it wouldn't be geneva, but otherwise it would. So whilst geneva is something that we all believe and think, you know, we're very careful about, there can sometimes be cases on the fringe which we need to be a little bit more cautious about. Adkan.